Breakfast Briefing with NetWatch.
The Defence Forces dominate the front of the Irish Times. Deep anger in the government following the submission of a dossier containing details of 68 more soldiers who've been convicted of crimes or are currently before the courts charged with criminal offences. There was an earlier report from the Defence Forces which apparently contained a much smaller number of cases, around 20. Now it's 68. This was queried by the government and that led to the revision of the report from the Defence Forces containing the new cases. The Irish Times says that sources in the government fear there may be more cases yet to be discovered. One such source said the look back over convictions spanning only 2 years, that this could lead to calls for a deeper trawl. Apparently, Taoiseach Micheál Martin had asked for current or recently concluded cases before the civilian courts, and it's also understood there are about 30 further cases before the military courts, which would add to the existing number of 68. So that's why there's anger in government, and this is why there's talk of needing new legislation to get rid of serving soldiers if they are convicted. So I'm sure Simon Harris will have more comments to make on this later today, but that's the main story on the front of the Irish Times. Irish Examiner: pilots consider ramping up action. Just in case you thought that going in for talks yesterday was going to lead to some sort of an agreement, actually it's going the other way, because the chaos for holidaymakers caused by the dispute between Aer Lingus and pilots could worsen today. The pilots are considering ramping up their industrial action. The talks collapsed. There were recriminations on both sides after the discussions broke down, and now all eyes are on IALPA to see if they will escalate their industrial action. As things stand, there is that 8-hour work stoppage tomorrow and this indefinite work to rule, which is still ongoing. The Irish Daily Mail: thousands of families caught in holiday hell. More pain is in store for families who'd booked holidays. Aer Lingus pilots are set to escalate strike action. The Irish Independent has looked at the pay and benefits of being an Aer Lingus pilot on the front page, and they say that an Aer Lingus pilot can look forward to a pension worth up to €90,000 a year when they retire, depending on service. Virtually all of them retire with pension pots of more than €2 million, and the Irish Independent can reveal that some are getting up to €90,000 a year in a pension. The Irish Daily Mirror: teens killed in e-scooter horror, just the most dreadful incident in Waterford yesterday. Two teenage pals died following a horror crash on their e-scooter, and they were killed in a collision with a bus in Waterford City. Local councillor John Hearn describing it as an absolute tragedy. So the bus, there's a photograph of the bus with a cracked windscreen and two young people on an e-scooter who died in this horror incident, as it's called. The Irish Daily Star: I pray they find Jay. This is the case of Jay Slater, who's gone missing in Tenerife, and Audrey Fitzpatrick has told the Star of her fears for missing Jay Slater, who vanished on Tenerife 11 days ago today. And Audrey Fitzpatrick is the mother of missing Amy Fitzpatrick. And the Irish Sun: break for the Border Fox. Desi, the Border Fox O'Hare, is back on the streets after his early release from prison yesterday. He's photographed enjoying his first taste of freedom in 5 years. He's wearing a mask in the photograph there on the front of the Irish Sun. Inside the papers in the Irish Times: we have more tourists coming here, but they're staying for a shorter time. Maybe they can't afford to stay here any longer, because we do get into the price in this article as well. The number of foreign visitors arriving into Ireland increased by 8.5% last month, though they spent less time in the country. There were 622,300 foreign trips made to Ireland. That's up from 573,000 in May last year. The total amount spent was €810 million. The average that the visitor spent in Ireland was €1,303 for their flights and accommodation. That's up €207 on this time last year. And they're staying less time. The average stay has decreased from 7.8 nights to 7.2 nights. That's a drop of 7%, 7.7%. The Irish Examiner tells us that we're flat out wasting meals. Ireland is wasting over 1 million meals a day, with 70% of food waste generated by food and drink businesses across the country. So it's not so much us throwing out half a dinner or throwing out, you know, fruit that we think has gone off or whatever. It's down to businesses. Latest figures released by the EPA show over 750,000 tonnes of food waste was generated within Ireland in just 1 year. We've had no marked increase from the previous year, and it equates to 146 kilograms of food waste per person. Households accounted for 30% of the food waste, which cost them about €700 a year on food waste. But it's a lot to do with food and drink businesses here. The retail sector, the distribution sector, the food sector making up a lot of that food waste. The Mail tells us that people are very, very happy to be single, apparently. Today's youngsters are more likely to be single and not to be bothered about it than previous generations. Even thinking of some of the single young people I know, they're wildly happy. Some of them don't even bother with dating apps or looking to find love on a night out. They're quite happy being single. And research suggests that people aged 14 to 20, so these are very young, are more satisfied with being single than their counterparts 10 years ago. Taylor Swift is all over the papers. If you want to avoid her, don't buy a paper today because it's all about her. The Mirror tells us that she could be landing in Ireland by noon today. Now, we don't actually know when she's arriving. Some people said she came here Tuesday. The Mirror is saying she's only arriving at noon today. Enthusiasts are keeping a watchful eye on her private jet. And there's one aviation geek called Sean Dunn who said yesterday, I won't specify why, but I'm going to be plane watching at 12 noon tomorrow and probably listening to Taylor Swift music. So they're expecting her probably Dublin Airport at noon today. Then we're told in the Mirror that prices for Airbnbs have skyrocketed. If you'd like to stay in Dublin and rent an Airbnb, you need an average of €535 if you want to book two nights around the gig date anywhere near the venue, or £267 for one night. Also, Supermax has confirmed to the Mirror that it has an increase in orders for pizza and chicken tenders, which seems to suggest that Taylor Swift's team have ordered this food because apparently she loves chicken tenders. And finally, from The Sun, obviously Taylor Swift is very, very wealthy. She's going to earn €1,400 per second during her three Irish gigs. That's some people's monthly wages. €1,400 per second from the three sold-out gigs. She'll earn €82,000 per minute on stage performing. Now, those are the stories making the headlines.
Breakfast Briefing
with Netwatch
on News Talk.